Ammunition, knives, personal protection items. Bring your gun to Sell or Trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. $10 for adults, kids 6 to 12, $2. 6 and under, get in free. Saturday, July 15th, 9 to 5. Sunday, July 16th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10, Oak Harbor Exit, 261. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening. Good evening, New Orleans. This is the Jack Clegg Show, and this is Jack Clegg. Welcome to WGSO 990 AM, and if you're listening on your laptop or your smartphone, you might be listening to WGSO.com. We have an interesting evening tonight. We don't have any guests, so we're going to open up the call-in lines. The call-in line number is 504-556-9696, and the theme of tonight's show is the First Amendment and what we're seeing being done to the First Amendment, and some terrific news and some bad news. But we're going to go through and talk about where it is right now and where I think it's going to go, because these are some of the most significant legal cases. And I have to say, if you're conservative in any way, shape, or form, whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, you really have to hand it to him that he has a conservative Supreme Court. And I feel, personally, whether I like Trump or not, doesn't matter. These guys and girls are appointed for life, and they've made some wonderful decisions, and they're going to continue to do it. So, And one of those decisions, and several of them, involve the First Amendment, which, just think of this for a minute. Those of you that are fairly experienced and educated and you've traveled, okay, are there countries in the world where you can go online, you can have a radio show, you can have a TV show, and you can blast the leaders of your company, or your country, rather? If you do it in Russia, you disappear. If you do it in England, you spend time in jail. America is unique, and we don't want to lose that. And so tonight we're going to talk about all the efforts to attack our First Amendment rights by people who are doing it for their own political agenda, for their own financial agenda, and others. Okay, the first what we're going to discuss is, you've probably heard of hate crimes. We all know what hate crimes are. They've developed over the last 25, 30 years. And it's bad enough to kill somebody, but for various reasons, states and the federal government have decided to call certain crimes hate crimes, primarily because the victim may be a protected class of people, whether they were gay, whether they were in an ethnic group that was protected or whatever. So we've had hate crimes. But what we don't have is hate speech. Hate speech is our constitutional right. It goes all the way back to Shirley Clegg, my mother. And what did she say? Sticks and stones may hurt. That is what we have always looked at it. Why we've looked at it that way, and the reason we've had that First Amendment to the Constitution. Imagine how brilliant these people were when they added that First Amendment and said, this is going to be the cornerstone of this country. Free press. The press can say what they want to. Now, you can't slander people. You can't make stuff up. And you can't do that, but you can criticize. You can be smart about it. You can do that. Okay. So no states until July 8th. No states have had hate speech laws. But Michigan has, on July 8th, 2023, the Michigan House of Representatives passed a bill that if it gets signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, this will criminalize as hate speech any criticism of transgender ideology that results in a transgender person being, quote, frightened. Please, please. Okay, the first, when I read this earlier today, I thought, holy moly. They don't fall too far from the tree, do they? What did Biden do to get elected? Well, he promised all these young people that even though they borrowed money, even though they wrote down that they promised they would pay it back for college, even though they did all of that, he said, well, if you vote for me, I'm going to forgive your loans. He did that. That actually happened. Fortunately, as I said a few moments ago, our Supreme Court looked at that and said, wait a minute. No. You don't have the power to do that. Congress could do that, but you don't have, nor does your Department of Education have that power. Okay, so going back to Michigan now, how are they doing it? Well, there is a statute which is a hate crime statute, and they simply broadened it to include words that are used. And that's Michigan House Bill 4474. And this, their governor, okay, this is going to be really exciting. The next, I'm going to say 8 or 9 months. My experience tells me, from watching politics and seeing things happen, I'm 67 right now. I've been an observer for, you know, well over 50 years. I don't think Joe Biden is going to run. Something's going to happen. So I'm looking at all these other knuckleheads that want to replace him, but they don't come out and say it. They do things like Whitmer. In my state, I'm going to get the transgender lobby to dig me. They're going to dig me because I'm making it a hate crime to speak to them in a manner that makes them, quote, frightened, unquote. Okay, so it's so transparent to me that that's what these people are doing and that's what they're up to. I don't understand. In state after state after state after state, parents don't want to hear any of this. They don't want their children to have surgeries. Now, there is a special kind of parent who doesn't care. Anybody have an idea what kind of parent that is? I have my thoughts, but we see them in every state. We see them, they're the ones who bring their children to, what are those called, drag shows. And why would you bring your 7-year-old boy, 5-year-old boy or girl to a drag show? Why would you do that? It's it's a presentation of perverted sex, okay, which I'm not saying perverted sex is wrong. You can have all the perverted sex you want with a consenting adult. Go ahead and do that. But to have children participate by watching and clapping, and then in Pride Week you put Pride clothes on them, there's something wrong with these people. But in any event, okay. So the first state to do this or to attempt to do the First Amendment hate speech is Michigan. Okay. All right. So this is something that many of the listeners have an interest in, and I do too. And again, it has to do with the transgender phenomenon and all this stuff. But the manifesto. Where's the manifesto? How many politicians in D.C. have you heard say, produce that manifesto? We need to know. We need to know what was it that caused Audrey Hale to take a gun, go into the Covenant School, shoot 9-year-olds and their guardians. One guy was a janitor, the other was an assistant principal, et cetera, et cetera. And the police and the FBI have this document, but we don't know what it says because they refuse to release it. Explain this to me. Can somebody call and explain how this is happening in this world? Anyway, we've got a few seconds left. We're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about the First Amendment and a tremendous decision in Louisiana. We're leading the country. Anyway, so this is Jack Clegg Show, WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. We'll be back in a few moments.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. Paul Herd exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herd will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Right, New Orleans. This is now segment two of our show, the Jack Clegg Show. You're listening to 990 AM and WGSO.com. And if you want to call in number tonight is 504-556-9696. And speaking of that, we have a caller, Eric from Kenna. Eric, how you doing?
Yes. Hey, Jack. Good, Jack. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller into your show. I used to call in when you were a guest on Jeff's show in the morning.
Oh, yes. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Great.
It's been a while, yeah. And I certainly appreciate your legal take.
Sure.
Look, my question is this. Okay, with regard to affirmative action, right?
Sure.
Now that the Supreme Court has overturned that, how do you think that cases will work out, like employment law cases will work out, where affirmative action was done by a workplace, and then let's say a lawsuit was filed, someone claimed that they were just discriminated against, and now the Supreme Court has ruled that, you know, affirmative action is no longer. How do you think the new ruling will affect cases that have already been filed?
Well, we have some legal precedent that if the decision's already been made, it's hard to redo it. However, Eric, your point is a great one. If someone was trying to get a job at XYZ company and they applied and they had much more experience, education, they had a glowing resume, they had great references for another company, and they didn't get the job because of affirmative action. Whether it was females or whether it was a race, whatever it was, I think that your question is a great one. Right now, those people should be able to file lawsuits against the employers. And there was some confusion when the Supreme Court previously had said, well, there's some reason why we want to, you know, have a diverse workforce and so forth and so on. Well, now that doesn't work anymore. That doesn't work. So I would think that those who have not already settled their cases or maybe have lost their cases, it's going to be kind of difficult for them to bring the case again if they've lost, but they certainly can try, because this was a seminal change and a clarification of the law. Now, it dealt with universities, but I don't think the employment decisions are any different. I think if they decide that they're going to help, and frankly, you know what DEI is, right? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was that question?
DEI. Okay. What?
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the Department of Labor has allowed people who are in the business of investing 401k money or employer pension fund money, and it used to be that person who invested it was only obligated to do one thing, and that was look at the best interest of the employee. You know, you'd meet with the people once a year, or you'd fill out a form and said, I want to be conservative, I want to be aggressive, whatever it happened to be. And that was what did it. Well, now the Biden administration vetoed a bill that passed both the House and the Senate, knocking out DEI. So it's not going to be a slam dunk, okay? And most employers are going to probably try to say, well, we need diversity, equity, inclusion. And Biden's veto of the congressional act that knocked it out will be helpful to those employers. Did I come close?
Well, yeah, you know, my question was more along the lines of, okay, anyone who's ever dealt with the EEOC, they know that waiting, it takes, you know, sometimes it takes them a year, 6 months, 8 months, whatever, to make any kind of ruling in your case, right?
Exactly.
So what if someone has filed a matter with the EEOC?
Yes.
And they're in the process of filing a lawsuit, and now all of a sudden the Supreme Court says, hey, you cannot do affirmative action. And they were in a workplace where affirmative action was done, where let's say, for example, they might have been a token white person, a token black person.
Whatever it was.
Right. So would this ruling by the court, would this now affect their chances with, let's say, the EEOC or their chances with actually filing a lawsuit against their employer?
I think it's persuasive, but I don't think it's controlling. You're going to have to know the circumstances, what happened, and so forth and so on. And depending on the evidence, I mean, it has always been, you couldn't discriminate on sex, race, gender. You couldn't do that. So my belief is that this case, the Supreme Court case involving the Asian students versus Harvard in North Carolina, is going to be persuasive. It doesn't control unless it's a school situation, but it's going to be persuasive. No court is going to want to be overturned by saying something like, well, this is the way it always is. And the fact that the Supreme Court said that you couldn't do it, they're going to have to come up with some reasons to distinguish it. I hope I got a decent answer for you. Thanks for calling, Eric.
No, that's it. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk with you later. I think we have another caller.
Yes.
Okay. The Cajun whistleblower. Okay. Well, you know they're chasing down whistleblowers all over the world now. Are you nervous,
that's
Cajun whistleblower?
That's okay with me because I'm ready for
them. Oh, that horrible whistle.
Pro-life whistleblowing parents, patriots, police, military, cowboys, and cowgirls. When you go woke, you go broke. No joke. Do not tune in or watch the Fox News Confused Network. Yeah. Boycott Chick-fil-A. Boycott Target, Walmart. Boycott the evil villain Modani and all forms of Bud Light beer. Stay away from abortion clinics, hospitals, and medical clinics. Do not buy, sell, or trade with any of them. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a man, stay a man. If you were born a woman, stay a woman. If you were born an American, stay an American. Stay away from all the evil people. Wake up, America. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, the Cajun whistleblower. Do we have other callers or no?
Yeah, we do have another caller.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we're gonna have to take a break. Thank you for the caller. Remain on hold during the break, which will be about, I don't know, 5 minutes, 4 minutes,
yeah.
4 or 5 minutes. But I want to say this. Like the manifesto, like the leak of the initial draft of the Dobbs decision, like the failure to arrest folks who protested in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices, which is illegal. Like the FBI's failure to turn over the 17 recorded phone calls. There's so much out there. There's so much. Everyone needs to just pay attention. Don't blow it off. You may not hear the answer you want today, but it's going to come. I believe it's going to come. Anyway, this is the Jack Clegg Show, WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. We'll be back after the break.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A state judge has thrown out obstruction of justice charges against two former state troopers indicted in the 2019 fatal arrest of Ronald Green. More on that from Jeff Palermo.
Judge Thomas Rogers has ruled there is not enough evidence to charge Dakota DeMoss and John Peters with obstruction charges. Peters is accused of concealing evidence while DeMoss turned off the audio on his body camera for most of the arrest. Legal analyst Franz Borghardt says District Attorney John Belton can appeal.
The state may appeal it, or the state may just focus on the rest of the case.
The most serious charge of negligent homicide against Master Trooper Corey York remains intact. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Police in Hammond arrest a 14-year-old boy for the accidental shooting of a 13-year-old girl over the weekend. Officers say the teen was handling a pistol when it went off, hitting the victim. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The boy is charged with negligent homicide. This is news from LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
I had to leave my parents. I had to move schools. I don't know anyone here. Everything keeps changing. Why is this happening to me? I'm sure glad you're here.
Advocate for an abused or neglected child in your community. There's a child in foster care waiting for a CASA volunteer like you. Find a program near you at louisianacasa.org. Sponsored by Louisiana CASA.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Right, New Orleans. This is now segment 3 of the Jack Clegg Show. This is Jack Clegg, and you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. Our call-in number is 504-556-9696, and we have one of our favorite callers, Rusty. Rusty, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, Jack. Listen, I like your topic today of free speech.
Yes.
I listened to your show last Tuesday, though you were not there because it was July 4th.
Right, it was a rerun.
And you went back 3 months.
I did.
April. Yeah, and I'm glad you did because it was right after the shooting in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was a week or two, I think you said on that show.
Mm-hmm.
After, it's somewhere in April.
Mm-hmm.
And but 2 weeks ago we were talking, and I asked you about the question. I asked you a question. I said, did you do some research regarding whether these insurance companies are insuring people for the transgender operation? And you said, to the best of your knowledge, there's no proof of that at this time. And right after, the next day, I'm listening to some shows on TV that I thought were pretty pretty honest.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that a lot of people, a lot of places are giving this operations. They even have some religious institutions doing these operations. And I guess I just feel like, you know, again, unless your topic tonight regarding free speech, unless we keep, and I mean, I'm glad you're doing what I'm about to say, but unless we keep springing this up like you're doing, it's going to be pushed and eventually be made to be insured, because there's even religious institutions that are doing this stuff in their hospitals, and it needs to be pushed because they're pushing so hard that it's going to be considered natural to have these transgender operations, but particularly in terms of children. And again, you know, they're going to keep pushing, and free speech, as you have said at the beginning of this show, and that is the only way to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're doing so, and that's basically all I wanted to say. I'm glad you're continuing on, because if we don't, you know, Jack, if I can say one more thing.
This is a
pop culture thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that happened. You're old enough, and so am I. I heard you say your age earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You're old enough to know that we've seen a lot of cultural changes in our country and in our world. And some of these cultural changes aren't so good. Some of them are good. Like, you know, having rights for everybody and voting for everybody.
Sure.
There's some things that are very, very good, but some of these things are bad, and the pop culture is pushing it. And if you're afraid of the pop culture, you're not going to win this war against the transgender groups of people that are pushing it, even on young children. You have to have courage. You have to have some faith to believe that this is not nature. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is not God. And we have to push back, because the pop culture is going way off the track on this one, and really committing acts that are very hideous. So,
I agree. And what I'm seeing now, and I made the comparison to President Biden's promise to let students out of their written promise to pay back their loans, so they would vote for him. There was no other reason. There was no other reason. He wanted to get the votes. Okay.
Right.
And when I went through what Whitmer, the Michigan governor, is doing, is they want the votes. What I don't really know, and I'm going to try to look at this. How many people are involved? How many people? Now, I know there are people who want to increase the number of people who have those surgeries, increase the number of the destruction of men. This is how I look at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the destruction of males. That's all it is, okay? Females, okay, there's some... We've always had what are called tomboys. We've always had girls that were athletic and or other things. Okay, fine. And mm-hmm. we all love them. They're friends of ours. We were cousins with them, friends. And that's not the problem, as I see it. The problem, as I see it, is eliminating men. Eliminating men. And when I don't know where the numbers are, but when I see news reports. And it's a biological man pretending to be a woman. And they're big guys. And they're pushing back against protesters. And I don't mean pushing back intellectually. They're pushing back physically. And they're threatening. And, I mean, there's something really, really wrong with this. So my advice to everyone is you hear a politician, you hear one advocating for these rights or, you know, have legalized drag shows for 5 and 6 year old kids. We have to stop that. And I think there are some people making some progress. I know the Virginia governor has made some progress. I know DeSantis has made some progress. But it has to be more. It has to be more. And we just can't accept it. And sadly, I think we are accepting it. It's just like, wait a minute. If I asked you this question, do you think that the United States law enforcement services, the FBI, the DEA, the Secret Service, they can't find who brought cocaine into the White House? You got to be kidding me. I mean, really? I mean, we're getting nothing. We're getting nowhere. It's almost like, okay, we're going to forgive all that debt. Why? Well, you don't even have to know why. We're just going to do it. Thankfully, the Supreme Court said no. That's what I said earlier in the show. The best thing that happened to America was the constituency of the court. Because those people know what civics is. They know how it works. We need to protect them. We need to be on the lookout for people trying to knock them off. You remember when they had the protests out in front of their homes?
Yes.
There's a federal statute right on point. You cannot protest or parade in front of a judge's house when that judge is considering a decision. You cannot influence them that way. But our attorney general, you know what he said? He said, well, it wasn't up to me. It was up to the the U.S. Marshals Service. No, you're the big cheese, pal. Don't try to pawn it off on the U.S. Marshals Service. You are the number one law enforcement officer in the United States. You cannot, you cannot let these people get away with this stuff.
I know.
Anyhow.
And what you said about males, Jack, if I can, is absolutely right. This is a war against males.
Sure it is.
There's something going on in that culture that wants to eliminate the stuff that we think of as males. And I don't mean, you know, bad attitudes, bulliness, or violence or anything. I'm talking about what males have usually done, which is stand up, have courage, not be afraid to go up front, to be good husbands and good family men. They want to destroy that kind of stuff, or just individuals who stand up for stuff. They want to destroy that. And I had that in my mind before I called you, but I got so much time. But I'm so glad you brought that up yourself, because that's part of the war they have going on.
Well, if you were in fourth grade or third grade, and you're a little boy, okay, and you're constantly told about toxic masculinity, you're constantly told about the patriarchy, you're constantly told that men are doing all these horrible things.
Yeah.
Some of these guys getting picked on by girls, getting picked on by their teachers, getting picked on by the people they're around, of course they're going to choose to be girls because they're going to be celebrated. It makes it a lot easier. Oh, I'm a girl now. I'm a girl now. It's a mess. And, well, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Rusty. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Do we have another? Yes, but you have like 1 minute. Okay, tell the caller we'll get to him in a minute. After the break. Okay. Okay, this has been bad news night, but there is some good news. There is Maisha Maynard. Maisha Maynard. Do you know Maisha? She's gorgeous, by the way. I've seen her picture. She's an African-American woman who is a congressperson from Atlanta. What did she do that makes her now my sole girlfriend? She's not my girlfriend. She changed from Democrat to Republican. Yay! Maisha, good for you. And the reason she said, I flipped to the Republican Party, not because of elections, it's an issue of morality. I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, how we doing on time? What are we at? 59 seconds. Let me talk about one other thing, and then we'll take a break and then come back, and there's a caller we'll talk to after the break. Okay. Probably one of the most significant legal decisions, even more significant than Dobbs, was handed down recently by Judge Doherty of Lake Charles in the Western District of Louisiana. Judge Doherty found that the evidence established that the Biden administration was pressuring social media companies to censor and suppress stories on these topics. And then he has a list of them. We'll get back to that after the break, after we talk to our caller. This is the Jack Clegg Show, WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Satchmo Summerfest, presented by the New Orleans and Tourism Cultural Fund, is back this August 5th and 6th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars from 12 to 8 p.m. For more information about the free festival, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
All right, New Orleans. This is going to be Section 4. And, John, give me a minute. I want to finish one thing I was about to start before the break, and then I'll go right to you, John. The case that I was talking about recently is called Louisiana versus Biden. And Judge Doherty of the Western District of Louisiana heard the case at trial. The decision he rendered is 155 pages. It is chock full of evidence. Not arguments, not if this happened, this happened. No, this is evidence. And so he found that the Biden administration pressured social media companies to censor and suppress any stories on the following topics. Now, I wrote these down because I read them. Opposition to the COVID vaccine. Masking. Lockdowns. The lab leak theory. Opposition to the validity of the 2020 election. The laptop of Hunter Biden. Those were things in which he has specific evidence that the White House went to social media companies and told them, don't publish any of these stories involving masking or lockdowns that are not the party line, that are not what we say they are. And okay, so this was called viewpoint discrimination. And the Biden administration was found to have committed it. So there's an injunction in place preventing the White House and specific individuals from censoring core speech of ordinary Americans on social media. Great decision. John, I had to get that out. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm there, Jack.
Great.
And before I get started, I am back on Friday night starting in August.
Terrific. What time?
7 o'clock.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So what you got going on tonight, John?
Yeah, I want to go back to early what you was talking about. What Biden got elected on was freeing the freeloaders of student debt loan debt.
Yes, yes, yes.
Biden didn't win. That election was stolen. Trump won. But that's what but that's what the media wants you to believe.
Sure.
Let me tell you something. Them student that is not free money. You and I are paying that foot in that bill.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, those people who didn't go to college, who chose to work for a living, they're going to have to pay their taxes to take the money that the Bidens want to forgive the debt. It doesn't work that way, President Biden. It doesn't work that way at all. And I got to say that our Supreme Court, I'm so proud of each and every one of them. I'm proud that President Trump named those people of great courage. And that's, you know, there's all kinds of bad news going on, but that's good news. That's good news. And go ahead.
They voted unconstitutional,
right.
And they're still trying to fight it.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They're trying to find a way around that decision, plus the decision involving Harvard and North Carolina on affirmative action. And if you should. Everyone should ask themselves a question. In our system of government, who makes a decision about what's constitutional and what's not constitutional?
We the people.
Well, the Supreme Court makes that decision, and they made that decision. So you can try to jump around and have this and have that and try to say, well, Congress is going to do this. Congress can pass laws, but right now they've got Republicans in control of the House. So they aren't going to pass any laws forgiving student debt. That ain't going to happen. So they're going to still try to go through the administrative state to do that. And that's what we need to watch out for. And if I hear a review or research anything about it, I'll share it with everybody because this is wrong. You're 100% right, John. We're paying for this.
We're paying for a lot of their fringe benefits on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
We're paying for Nancy Pelosi's boob job, excuse my language. Botox treatment and her $4 special bra fitting from Victoria's Secret. You trying to make a pig look sexy, but after all, at the end of the day, it's still a pig.
Well, I don't know about that one in particular, but I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. Actually, Pelosi is a great example. She's on tape saying the president does not have the authority to forgive those debts. She's on tape. I've seen it. So, you know, they're going to keep trying. And it really shows, actually, how desperate they are.
I'm from Maryland. I mean, my father's side, my grandmother, Nancy Pelosi's father and brother, longtime mayors of Baltimore, the Alessandro family. And my father, gosh, if he was still alive, he could tell you some stories about Nancy. Yeah. He called her De La Slutro. Because you put a few drinks in her, you know what happens, huh? Yeah. Open says me.
Well, John,
it's too graphic for the radio.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And I'd rather attack them on their bad ideas. I'm not a big guy on personal attacks, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't go that way.
That family has been that family stolen money on the backs of Marylanders for years. My grandmother, when Kennedy was assassinated, ain't voted for another Democrat since.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, John, where did you grow up in Maryland?
No, I'm from Harford County, but I've been in Louisiana since I was 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
I was born in Aberdeen Grades, lived in Aberdeen. I used to go see my family every year, summer. I spent many summers up there.
I had a big client that had their corporate offices in Annapolis. And they had another office in Parole, and I loved Maryland, great town. And I loved what I liked most about Baltimore is one of the best baseball stadiums in the country, Camden Yards. Oh man, I'm a big Cubs fan from Chicago, but Camden Yards, what an outstanding place to enjoy baseball. I enjoyed that.
My grandfather used to bring me to go see the Oriole games in the old Memorial Stadium when I was a kid.
You see Brooks Robinson?
Yes.
Oh, man, my brother was a Brooks fan. Oh, my gosh, I remember that. Hey, listen, John, thanks for calling in. I got to get off now, and I appreciate it, and good luck. When in August is your first show?
The first, I think it's August 5th.
That's the first Friday?
First Friday.
All right, buddy. Good luck, and we'll hear you on the station.
Berkeley, Jack.
And we will do that. We'll do that. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Okay, well, we had a lot of callers tonight and some very, very good discussions. And I didn't talk about what I wanted to, and that was the Senate hearing on the PGA deal with the PIF, the Saudi Arabian money. So Thursday night, that's what we're going to talk about. Thanks for listening. The Jack Clegg Show, WGSO.com, WGSO 990 AM. Have a good evening.
Severe weather causes telecom network outages. The FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause. So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease. I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit,
We believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics, right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.